South Nottoway will be with the final tournament of the year next week. They'll have the Northwest Basketball Tournament, and Union Star is going to be, I guess, the only game this week for South Nottoway. Dustin Skoglund's head basketball coach for the Longhorns, who had the Stanbury Tournament last week, and prior to that, you were in the middle of that week where you're going to have Mound City and Jefferson, and you know, at the time, it was going to be, you know, big in determining probably the position, potentially maybe seeding, I guess, down the road, but position within the league. You just played Mount City. In fact, you played them really close. 63-61 was the final there. And then we're going to have Jefferson at Jefferson. That was the makeup game that you had a couple days later from Mount City in the game that you were going to make up from December. Jefferson wins. They win 56-33 in a game. I guess it was along the lines of, not quite as bad, but kind of like Worth County in the fact that, you know, they hit you with a big, you know, lick early, and it was really difficult, I guess, to even get back to be part of that game. It's just that they played that well. And certainly their ceiling game's been a little like that this year. Apparently Keaton Farnan was kind of a problem for you.
Well, he was, and it's one of those things, and this is kind of always the case when you play Jefferson because they're so disciplined, but you can't blink. And we did twice, and they went on 2-8-0 runs, and that was really the difference in the game. At the end of the first quarter, we were down 4. But then they had an 11-2 quarter, and actually, Caden Farnan didn't score in the first half. But in the second half, you know, he got loose a couple times, and it was kind of one of those things where, you know, we don't have a lot of depth. They got two pretty good big guys, both their Farnan kids, you know, we were able to slow him down. It's difficult for somebody to play that quality of defense for that long, and they know that, and they're good at working the ball and taking advantage of those situations. So. Between him and Birch, and which is obviously who everyone needs to go in there and stop, you know, we were able to hold Birch nothing in the first quarter, but then he had a big second quarter, and that kind of got them the lead. And from that point, we were playing catch-up the rest of the time, which is obviously not the position you want to be in when you're playing a team of that caliber.
All right. Stanbury's tournament proved out to be, you know, it kind of proved what everybody thought its depth was going to be going in. There's one seed upset that was a part of that. And the fact that you had to play not only North Andrew in the first round, but Worth County in the consolation round was proof of that. North Andrew in the first round, a 78-48 win for North Andrew. They, you know, you talked about, you know, who Jefferson has to, who you have to stop for Jefferson. Man, North Andrew, I don't even know if they stop at 5 that you have to stop because they got that quality of depth.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, they're, you know, they've got so many kids they can throw at you that becomes a difficult task for one of our size. You know, obviously, we went in there with the idea that we really need to slow the Palestin kid down, but it was difficult to sit there and say, well, if we're okay with this kid and this kid getting shots, because that's simply not true. They've just got so many athletes and so many basketball players they can throw at you, and you know, obviously, they had a couple extras added this summer. So, no, we did what we wanted to do against Palestin. I think he had 4 points, but. Some other guys hurt us, and it was one of those games where, you know, obviously we don't want to ever lose by 30 points, but I thought we brought some energy to it, and, being 6 deep, 7 deep, I thought the boys fought and played hard, and, you know, it's one of those games where I'm not sure we got a lot better that night, but I don't know that we necessarily regressed either. We did put up 48 points on them, and, you know, it's one of those that you have to try to get back to work and get ready for the next tough one.
The next tough one was Worth County in the consolation semifinal game. They win 63-55. Couple things were going in that game. I would guess that you were inspired or looking at least forward to a chance to play them one more time because of what happened the first time, because that was a kind of a situation where everything got together for them and against you, and that game got way out of hand. This game was actually might have been a little bit closer to what the balance of games, what an average basketball game might be like between South Nottoway and Worth County. And you kept battling, had to play from behind again, but had yourself within maybe a run of really making things interesting at the end.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those. We had that stretch of 4 games. We were 6-7-3, I think, going into the break, and we lost. We've lost 4 straight, but, you know, you start saying Worth County, you say Jefferson, you say North Andrew, and you say Mount City, and Those are not games that you feel like you necessarily lost to someone that you shouldn't have. Now, two of them, Worth County and Mound City, I think we were in it, and we would have had opportunities to win. In particular, you know, you mentioned it, Worth County came in here and really handled us, to put it nicely, handled us pretty easily the first time we played them. So, we were happy with the fact that we felt like we had improved since the last time we saw them. They're a difficult matchup for us. We've got two guys with decent size, and the rest of us are a little undersized, and so they're obviously bigger than the average team. So overall, I was pleased. I thought we took away some of the guys that had hurt us, or at least limited the guys that hurt us the first time. But they're another school that's got a lot of bodies they can throw at you, and some of their bench players, they were the difference in the game.
Union Star is going to be the only game this week. It's also going to be, a later game. So you're going Wednesday. You're going from last Wednesday to Friday with a game. And what taste of your mouth, I don't know, at it, coming out of the Stanbury tournament, because as you mentioned, those were good teams. So whether you want to be back on the floor or not fast, I don't know. But you get that opportunity against Union Star. In a stretch of games here, even the tournament next week, whereby, based on what they've done this year, nobody has played exceedingly better than probably what South Nottoway has done this year. If that means anything, I don't know, but it does mean that the caliber level should give you a chance if you play well.
I think so, and, it's one of those difficult situations. Do you want to go that long without a game? Yeah, you don't know. The schedule is what the schedule is. We originally had a game Tuesday within our conference schedule. We had some schools co-op, and so that ain't end up being open. In some ways, we've given the guys, the spiel that this is a positive for us. We just played four really, really good teams. We probably could have won a couple of those games, maybe should have won a couple of those games, but the best part about a tournament like the Stanbury tournament is you're going there, you're playing good competition, but in terms of, in terms of conference standings and not all those teams being in our district, the results don't necessarily set you up or knock you down as far as postseason and where we want to be at the end of the season. So, we really emphasized coming out of that with our confidence intact. Thought we played really well against Worth County, and we need to go this Friday, and regardless of how well we played and the score the last time we played Union Star, we need to go Friday night and play well. And so we've been emphasizing that. We've had some really good practices and kind of a chance to catch our breath. And I think we're going to play well tomorrow night, and I think we're going to have every opportunity to go into that tournament next week and play well and represent ourselves well there.
And Dustin Skoglund, head basketball coach of South Nottoway.